Shane Jones is with us. Tēnā koe, Shane, thanks for joining us.
Morena, folks.
Kia ora. I just spoke with Maria Meno Kapakini. You guys are well related. It's possible to have differing opinions. You share whakapapa lines as well, but that's the case with most people of the North, eh, Shane?
Yeah, very much so. Maria Meno's great-grandfather, or great-grandfather's brother, I think, was the member for Taitokero in the late 1880s. So she follows a rich tradition of advocacy and stewardship for our people.
Were you surprised by the decision to appoint David Seymour as the Associate Minister for Justice?
No, obviously the National Party, in its negotiations with ACT, settled upon one particular line of activity, and that was the development of a bill pertaining to the principles. So it's something that had been advocated by David, and obviously he should be in a pivotal position to take responsibility for that piece of proposed legislation, which from our perspective will go to the Select Committee. But I just wonder if we need to step back for a moment. Whether Hapuniwi like it or not, at the last election, there was a sense of uncertainty and anxiety as to where is the treaty debate going. I think that there's no longer any major raruraru with the settlement of historical grievances and whatnot. But once we head off towards 2040 and the principles of the treaty remain ill-defined, or indeed they are being defined on the basis of the Waitangi Tribunal agreeing to hear various claims, and those claims come from different pockets of Māoridom. The rest of New Zealand, through the voting system, I think, expressed their anxiety and concern. Now, one option could have been to have a 2 or 3 year commission of